You know, what I'm about to say is extremely anti-democratic, and I don't necessarily agree with what's about to come out of my mouth, but I also don't think it's a terrible idea. So, you know, we'll say
it
anyway.
Very interesting setup.
You just heard in the news there the trial for Hadi Matar is beginning today. And, you know, it'll last, I'm sure, a couple weeks at least. They're just starting jury selection today, spending quite a bit of money on Hadi Matar. Grand juries should be allowed to just, in certain cases, slap down a guilty verdict without there being a trial taking place.
Oh.
We're going to go through this trial. Hadi Matar is accused of attempting to kill Salman Rushdie. He pleaded not guilty. This should go in front of a grand jury and say, yeah, no, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, I agree. Case by case.
Millions of people saw you do that.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't do. You say you didn't do that. Oh, okay. Well, I saw you do it.
Yeah. What kind of evidence?
And so did he. And so did she. And so did he. And so did she. And so did he. And so did. And you can say that a million different times because everybody saw it. It was you.
Yeah.
You know how I know it was you? Because we tackled you, and we took you. You know, you didn't have any time to flip places with anybody else. There's not, you know, that kind of confusion going on. It was you. You did it. You ran up on the stage in front of an audience of people, you know, who saw it in person.
Yeah, in this
not allowed.
In this situation, I do think it's a waste of money to put this case on. It's a joke. I don't think it's ridiculous at all. I think the grand jury in this situation, there's not much evidence you need to know this man is guilty.
Right.
Yeah, case by case. Why can't we do things case by case?
I don't agree with what I just said necessarily, but I don't think it's a stupid thing I just said.
I don't think it's a stupid. I actually do agree. I think some of these cases that we waste time, money, and resources on are absolutely ridiculous. It's different. Like you said, people saw this happen. It's different for him to plead not guilty than me to plead not guilty going 50 and a 35. They didn't waste many resources on my appearance.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so. Court date was already going on.
Yeah.
They just shuffled you in.
I had to stand in line.
Yeah, that's true to an extent. The time and resources thing, like, that's part of it. But also the swift justice aspect of this. Like, that works two ways. It's not just for the accused, but I think it's for the, you know, people who had harm did to them. You know, now we're drawing this out. This happened in 2022. And now in 2025, we're starting this trial that will last who knows how long. And it'll carry out. No, you know, he didn't mean to kill him.
Right.
You know, is that what do you even do? This is why I would never be a lawyer. Like, how do you even go about, you know, well, all right, that might have been him, but yes.
Do you have any witnesses from the other angle that might have seen it differently?
You know, was that he thought it was a fake knife? Like, what do you argue there? There's nothing you can.
Yeah. I mean, there was a psychic in 2008 who told me I was going to be an attorney. They were wrong, obviously, because I'm like you. I have no idea how you would defend that.
Where'd you find him?
It was at the psychic fair at Madai College.
Oh, yeah, that's why they went under.
Part
the quality of
the psychics at the psychic fair.
Should have gave you a little forewarning, like, yeah, something's going on here.
The psychic told me I was going to marry my college girlfriend and that I was going to be an attorney, that I was going to switch career paths, go back to school, mm-hmm. and become an attorney. This is all during my sophomore year of college.
Yeah. Some, on the text board, 803-0930 to join us here on WBEN. BMAZ and Beamer, of course. You can give us a text or give us a call. This morning, somebody said getting rid of the due process is a slippery slope. And I totally agree, which is why I said I don't agree with the words coming out of my mouth.
I don't think it's ridiculous to say case-by-case process. I mean, this is a
yeah,
unique
but where do you,
case.
Where do you draw the line with the case? Like, that's the idea here.
Yeah.
You say, case-by-case basis. You know, you could say that about anything.
Not many cases are this cut and dry, though.
Right. you know, that's just my feeling with it. Like the idea, and I think everyone kind of agreed, the idea that there's a trial at all going on here is just kind of boggles your mind.
But, you know, that is something I don't like about the justice system and government is, you know, the slippery slope. Like, don't pretend you don't know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, I understand on paper. I don't know how you write that. But, oh, the slippery slope. Like, come on, don't. No, you know what we're saying.
No, yeah, that's why I disagree with what I'm saying, but I'm saying it.
I just wish.
It caught red-handed clause is.
Yes. Yes.
You know, kind of what you're looking for.
It's not.
I don't know how you do that, but.
It's not 1785, okay? It's we have technology. We have witnesses.
It's a great year, by the way.
Well, it's 10 years into our republic, right? Do I remember that correct? Or 9 years? Maybe I should just stop talking.
I don't know. I can't not think about that when.
Yeah,
we've been talking about the story, and I'm sure we'll be talking about the trial going forward for the next few weeks here. But anyways, you got that to weigh in on. Also, this, Joe, I don't know if you were out driving around at all yesterday. Now, I wasn't driving all around Western New York or anything, but in the little driving that I did do, I saw the pothole patrol.
Oh, yeah.
Out in full force. They were using some of the good weather that we had yesterday during the day, trying to fill some of these potholes around here. I mean, they're trying.
Yeah.
It's tough to keep up with what's opened up out there, but I feel like it's as bad as it's been for this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
Than we've seen in a long time.
Yeah. I mean, and it's to that point of the season where the Band-Aid on the first street I drive on my way to work, the Band-Aid is starting to come up. And that it's 10 times worse than the original pothole.
Am I thinking about this the wrong way? The, later in the season, maybe like beginning of March, like it's usually a month later that we really see the pothole issue.
Oh, yeah.
All around?
Yeah, spring.
And I feel like we're seeing it now more so than we have. Maybe that's because of the weather, the freeze and the thaw and the deep cold. And now we're 40 and like stuff like that. And then you got the plows hanging around.
And admittedly, they didn't get to as many potholes last season as they have in years past.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's tough to do. And you're constantly going one to the other. Well, I saw them out there in full force. Where is the worst...
Oh.
Spot. What's the worst pothole right now in Western New York? Sometimes you have the same answer year to year because it's the same thing that keeps opening up. But sometimes you got a brand new answer year to year. Right now, where is the worst pothole in Western New York? 803-0930. Where's yours?
That's a great question. I said Roll Road last year, and that is really starting to come back up. It's between Roll Road and just like always Worley and Cayuga, the pothole central of Worley and Cayuga.
Worley and Cayuga,
right, okay. By the airport.
All right, I don't drive on that enough to know. Well, now I'll avoid it altogether.
It seems like for the years that we've been talking potholes, that is constantly a place where you will find several this time of year.
Mine is on Eggert Road because I can't avoid it and I hit it every single day. Going north on Eggert Road in between Brighton and the big Colvin intersection there.
Oh, yeah.
Going north, there is a pothole right by a church. I know there's two churches there. I think it's right by the Lutheran church, not St. Amelia's, right outside there. You can't avoid it, and it's a good thing it's not more of a crater. You know how, like, some potholes are just, I mean, it's like a cliff, you know, it's a very sharp, and you bang into it, and it's right.
Yep.
This one, at least, it's like a sloping pothole, almost. Like, it's been grinded down, the hard edges.
Oh, wow.
So at least there's that, because if it was, like, one of those cliff potholes, I think you'd get stuck in it.
Wow.
Like, that's how deep down it goes. And it's unavoidable because, I mean, even though it's two lanes, you kind of have to drive in that one lane because cars are parked on the, you know, right side of the road that you can't really drive on that side of the road.
I don't know the road I was on. I was in Marilla yesterday, Brian. I'm not sure I'd ever been to Marilla. And it was the street that the fire station's on, okay? It looked like a main street, but I don't know what it was called. That was a bad place for my car to drive on. It was a lot of potholes. A lot of little potholes and then the big, how you doing at the intersection. You know what I mean? You know how sometimes the road it will have like these lead up little bumps and then the how you doing?
Yeah. And then the big one at the end. It's some of the little bumps. If you drive in the same areas, you kind of become good at like avoiding where they are right now.
Yep.
I do that getting off the Colvin exit on the 290 and turning right. If you're going on 290 east, getting off at Colvin and then making a right, I know the lane I have to like take with the car and travel in to avoid all the potholes and make sure they go under the car and not under a wheel.
Well, that's what I like about driving at 4 a.m. is because any pothole I know from my house down Maple, I have two lanes to easily make sure that pothole is in the middle of my car or avoid it altogether because there's no other cars on the road. That's why I like it. And someone put in Maple from North Forest to Flint. I mean, Brian, that seems to always be an answer. And the Band-Aid they did last year already starting to come up. And it's a rough ride. It is a rough ride driving past the driving range there.
I've gotten to a point where, you know, we've talked about potholes. So, you know, we do it every single year here because it's always an issue in Western New York. And I've been out with different crews, you know, seeing how they attack the pothole. And, you know, they know, like, look, there's only so much we can do, especially in the winter. Like, this is the option we have to fix it right now, aside from a total road reconstruction or, you know, tearing up a huge portion of it, which we're not doing. It's not built to last necessarily. And then we'll hopefully get to it when the weather's nicer or won't. You know, it depends on where the road budget's going to that year. So I try not to get upset over potholes. The things I get upset about now are, well, there's one kind of pothole I do get upset about. Potholes in somebody just mentioned, the entire parking lot at the McKinley Mall is a giant pothole. And I can see that, you know, there's a lot of those big mall parking lots where they're not, potholes in parking lots irritate the you-know-what out of me.
I will agree.
Because that's not, you're not waiting on a town or someone who's busy filling these out, you know, on streets all over, or they have to wait until it's a good day with a, no, like that's, whoever owns that, you got a huge pothole here, take care of it.
So I'm not trying to be offensive here. Does McKinley Mall even have an owner right now? Like, it seems every time I turn around, McKinley Mall's up for sale.
Yo, that's probably part of the problem.
Is that it?
You have a giant mall that like has two stores that are open from the outside. Chances are the parking lot's not going to be in great shape.
Like, I know Eastern Hills, they're working on it, obviously. I mean, that's a 10-year project. But, I mean, towards the end of that being a mall, I mean, there were portions of that parking lot you had to avoid or you were going to say goodbye to your car.
You mentioned the person who texted in, Maple from North Forest to Flint, and they followed it up with, they just need to fix the whole road. That brings up my number two, Joe. Potholes, I understand. I don't like potholes in parking lots, and I can't stand roads that are fixed, and they might as well have never done anything to them in the first place.
That's Maple Road.
Two examples. One is right by Maple. No. Yeah. One is right by Maple Road, Niagara Falls Boulevard. You remember a couple of years ago, they did the full repave on Niagara Falls Boulevard in between Maple and Sheridan?
Yes.
You ever drive that?
Oh, that's every day.
Going south.
Okay.
On the boulevard toward UB on, and because I can't really speak to the other direction. Maybe it's the same. Maybe it's different. Going south, brand new road. They just redid it. Try driving in the middle lane.
Yeah.
What the heck? Like, I understand, like, there's, you know, these manhole covers that you can't really do much with.
Right.
You rebuilt the whole road. Shift it over so that there's not the huge bump, 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 bump. every single time you're driving, shift the lane over so it's not hitting right where everyone's tire drives. You can't drive in the middle road. They just fixed the road. It's undrivable in an entire lane.
The good news about that, Brian, is they're probably going to have to rip it up again with all the pipes they're going to have to repair for the mall site. So
do it now. It's unbelievable. So there's that one, and there's right by the hopefully soon-to-be Costco. Hopefully soon. I can't wait for it, personally. Ridgely Road, actually, technically, it's Bailey, because Ridgely ends at the curve.
Yep.
They closed down that road for several days. And there was construction going on there for about a month.
They had a temporary light.
Redoing a lot of work underneath there for, you know, to get the site ready for Costco and everything else. And then they just said, all right, we're good. Because no one bothered to pave that road when they were done with it.
Yeah.
It's like driving on the surface of the moon. I need Neil Armstrong's rover to get from point A to point B. They left it a mess. You shouldn't be allowed to do that.
You would think, though, before Costco comes. I mean, I know you don't want to drive on it for the year before Costco comes, but I'm assuming there's a grander plan to address that.
Well, yes. There's no way this road is staying this way. There's right. obviously going to be something. But if you're going to leave it this way for an extended period of time, you can't leave it like that.
No.
You can't close down a road, do repairs that a lot of people, you know, not everyone knows the in and outs of what you're doing there. They just see, oh, they're doing road work. And then you end it, and then you drive on it. You go, what the heck did they? They ruined the road.
Yeah.
And they really did ruin the road. If you try to drive on it right now, it's a mess. And in some of the weather that we get here, it can be dangerous. When you have those like lips on the road where, you know, one part of it is higher than the other and it's right where your tire might be, that's not good.
I have to say, ever since they removed that temporary light, I avoid that turn. I'll just go down Romney and then attack the boulevard how I have to. By the way, breaking news on Hardline Sunday that Dick's Sporting Goods got their permit. So they're officially on the site as well. Just since we're talking about that area there.
They sell Carhartt gear there?
Well, they sell Carhartt gear at the Carhartt store.
Oh, I was, you know, go buy some to, you know, bundle up while you're working on the road and make the repair there. What's going on? Where's your worst pothole? What irritates you? I mean, what's the one? Because there's a difference between the worst pothole, I think, and the one that you just can't stand. What is it for you? 803-0930, Beam Mass and Beamer on WBEN. It's Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer on WBEN. We're talking potholes here on WBEN, where some of the worst potholes are in Western New York, and what are the types of potholes that just really grind your gear? Because it doesn't have to be the worst. I mean, sometimes it's not the worst or biggest that really get you angry or upset. I was detailing mine before the break over on our text board, 803-0930 on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Somebody chimed in, you North Towners complain about everything.
Well,
That's right. We are the weak people of Western New York, and I have no problem with that.
I have to say, South Towners, as someone who lived there for just under 2 years, the roads are in a lot better shape in the South Towns, or at least the ones I took seem to be in a lot better shape.
Think?
I didn't do a lot of driving in the South Towns. I was usually driving back up here. But when I lived there, I don't remember. Now, it was before COVID. But I don't remember many pothole issues on my travels down Union, Orchard Park Road, Southwestern. But again, I did very minimal driving, really just through the village of Orchard Park. Someone mentioned Main Street between Sisters and LaSalle Station. Mm-hmm. I would just say LaSalle Station into downtown. I would make that a lot longer of a stretch of Main Street. Main Street.
It's always been bad.
LaSalle Station to downtown. If you're taking Main Street all the way downtown, yeah.
But they've redone some of that in recent years.
They have. But they picked this part. I would actually say from Ferry to Theater Station is probably
really
the worst stretch.
But where? Because I'm trying to think, weren't they doing work by the medical campus?
They were. Last time I took my son to Children's for a checkup, it was just as I remember. And I took Main Street up. Instead of going onto the 33, I took Main Street up. And I the same spots that I remember from college were a trouble area, especially in front of Delta Sonic.
This too, and I remember, and that is an area that needs to be redone. Much like Niagara Street needed to be redone, because you have a lot of people kind of like traveling that way into the city. It, you know, needs a bit of a facelift. Main Street in Buffalo. And when I say this, don't laugh at me. The medical campus being there is also, that's another reason. I mean, cause it's a lot of people traveling to that area. You want the road to look nice. Anchor Bar being there should mean that road is always in pristine condition.
Yeah.
It's a tourist attraction.
You can take the train
in the city of Buffalo.
You can take the train to Anchor Bar.
Right. Like,
yeah.
Do you kind of get where I'm coming from?
Yes.
Like, that is some people from out of town, when they come to Buffalo, it's one of the things. Oh, the birthplace of the Buffalo Wing. You want to go to Anchor Bar. Yep. And you might say to me, oh, Ryan, like, come on. You know, just give preferential treatment to one business. In this case, yes. Because it is where a lot of out-of-town people are going. You don't want them to be driving down a street filled with potholes and like, where am I? Like, what is this? And then they go to the cobblestone building and like, you know, we're not really giving off a great impression here. I want that road to be pristine. I want that road to look like the redone Niagara Street, just without the bike lanes. And be like in that nice of condition all the time, because I want to give a good impression to people from the outside.
Can I say I never remember the spot in front of Anchor Bar ever being nice? Like, it's always it's always been potholes.
Like, what the?
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, the phone's Eric and Tonawanda. You're on WBEN. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind?
So, this is a pretty great subject. I got to be honest. I drive a lot of Uber at night and sometimes during the day. I would arguably have to say that the stretch of Bailey Avenue going all the way up until you get to about Williams is probably, as a whole, the worst road in Buffalo you could ever travel down. Not only because of the traffic congestion, but the roads are just atrocious. But to touch on some of the things you've been talking about, like Niagara Falls Boulevard in front of the mall, the manhole covers, it's like a slalom course. Mm-hmm. You're just bobbing and weaving to avoid them. Young Street in the city of Tonawanda, same way with the manhole covers. Those are what you were just talking about in front of the Anchor Bar. I would have to 100% agree with the tourism. When you're driving passengers around from out of town and you're just nailing every pothole or bobbing and weaving, I mean, imagine what people from out of town are thinking. They're like, oh, my God, like, what's going on here? I feel like sometimes I tell people, like, this is how probably Germany was after the war, but they just never fixed it.
Yeah.
Craters everywhere.
Drive by that, you know, half fallen down cobblestone building, and you know that's Eric. You just painted the picture perfectly. Now, when are you driving people around? Do you drive like Uber or Lyft or something like that?
I drive Uber. Yeah.
Now, here's what I gotta know, and I'm fine with however you answer this question. I just gotta say that before this. But when you're driving around, you're hitting all these manhole covers and potholes and everything. Do you say, like, hey, sorry, these things are all over the place? Or do you take the hit for the city to make us all look good and say, no, that's on me, I'm a terrible driver?
Not even in the slightest would I ever take a hit for the city.
Why would you get rid of the tip?
Oh, come on.
You know, like, I mean, I have to, like, strategically drive so that I'm giving passengers the most comfortable experience I can, but sometimes at night it's snowing, the roads are full of snow.
Can't see them.
Don't salt anything in Buffalo, so it's inevitable you're going to hit something. But the only other thing I want to say too, and I would like your opinion on this, is the old cobblestone roads that they just think are adding some great aesthetic to our city, but then they're all patched up with a bunch of terrible asphalt that never sticks. Because they're never going to put cobblestone back down. So you're driving to the east side of Buffalo. There's a street in particular over near my father's house. And I hit, it's right off of Kensington. I hit a pothole so hard a couple years ago. I legitimately had to pull over and like look under my car to make sure that my engine wasn't sitting on the ground. And this is an old cobblestone road. It's like driving on a mountain range. And then they finally patched the one area, but I just don't see the relevance in the cobblestone anymore. Like, maybe leave a 10-foot strip at the end of the road. Other than that, we're driving cars, not horses and buggies. They need to be gone.
Yeah, Niagara Falls Boulevard. I mean, the good thing about Niagara Falls Boulevard is once you get off the boulevard, off the cobblestone part of it, it feels the exact same on that first stretch of the boulevard right after Kenmore. But yeah, I get annoyed. I look for ways to avoid it. I say, hey, I love pieces of history, but I don't want to drive on it.
Look for ways to avoid it, like that on Niagara Falls Boulevard.
Yeah.
It's an easy way to avoid it. Like, that's what I like that stretch. I think it's nice. I think, you know, the homes in the area probably like having that because less people drive on their street. And
I'm sure they do.
But, like, there's an easy, you just go, you know, Kenmore to Main, like right there. There's an easy around.
I'm trying to make money, Brian. I'm trying to make money. Now I got to go out of the way to get this person their $5 McDonald's?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Let's go back to 2 weeks ago. Get it yourself.
No. I got to be quick.
No. Whatever. I don't care. I like some of the areas with cobblestone roads. I think the, like, you know, cobblestone district downtown. You know, those roads that are there. They're not main roads. You don't have to drive on them unless you want to park there.
I will, case by case, I will agree with you on the ones downtown.
Niagara Falls Boulevard, easily you can go around that. No, nobody has to drive on that road unless you live there.
It is a main road. I mean, we're talking the Boulevard and Main Street. That should be a very popular intersection.
But no, the intersection is just further down where Kenmore and Main is.
Kenmore and Main, yeah.
Like, I could throw a football from one to the other. Like, it's like that's the intersection. This is the cobblestone road. Now, if it's in an area where you just cannot avoid it, which neither of those are, I can see, like, all right, and you're having a bunch of problems, you're causing a bunch of problems to cars. All right, now we'll talk. But, like, in those cases, I don't mind it that much. Now, the manhole covers that the caller just brought up, and I was mentioning with Niagara Falls Boulevard, they just redid that stretch of road. You cannot drive in the middle lane there without boom, 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 boom. Like, yep. It's ridiculous.
It's undrivable.
Undrivable. Shift the lane, do whatever you have to do to make it drive. You redid the road, you can't drive on it. It's unbelievable. That drives me up a wall. He mentioned Young in the city of Tonawanda. I don't find that as bad, because I drive that every single day, pretty much. And I don't think that's that bad. Like, there's a couple of them that you can pretty easily avoid by where the bridges are. I mean, you know, you talk about avoiding things in that stretch. Tell the tractor trailers to avoid the bridge. Like, that's their main concern with avoiding things. But
put a big pothole there to get their attention.
Yeah, like that's it can be rough in areas. Somebody mentioned southbound Sweet Home Road, manhole covers in the right lane are ridiculous. Why are we making a? I feel like that's a. I understand if it can be unavoidable in some spots, but for the most part, I feel like that's a common sense thing of as we're designing the road or drawing where the lanes are or whatever, you just shouldn't put all the manhole covers where the tires are going to be.
Right.
You know where the tires are going to be. All the cars are roughly about the same size and width. This is where people drive. Don't put the manhole covers there.
Yeah, I makes sense to me. I'd love to talk to a city planner and have that conversation.
What would it take?
Yeah.
For me to stop swearing while I'm driving.
You talk about parking lots. And a parking lot I think of when talking about potholes, the BJ's on Sheridan, that plaza, those parking lots are pretty beat up. Now, I know they're paving over the ones in front of Bob's Furniture, but when you come in off of, what's the side street there, behind Five Below, you hit a few potholes.
Yes.
And then in front of DSW.
Oh, yeah, like that wasteland area. I think in front of the BJ's, it's
in
okay.
I knew you'd know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But the plaza portion of that parking lot, DSW, Five Below, could use a touch-up.
Is that still open? I don't think that DSW is still open.
Well, the Five Below is.
Yeah.
That's where I get monsters.
Really?
When I'm on the road, yeah.
Okay. The The pothole parking lot thing is, I said it earlier in the show, that's another one, that the pothole parking lot and the roads that are designed to just be bumpy all the time irritates the heck out of me. You know, it's a road that was done really well. I think the county did the road, North French between the Boulevard and Sweet Home. I don't think they did all the way to Sweet Home. They might have, but they redid that road. It's been maybe 10 years now.
Robinson into North French?
Yeah.
Yes, I will agree.
Still in great shape.
Yep.
No bumps, no anything. It's a dream, especially compared to where it used to be. Great job.
I will talk, though. That leads me to another parking lot. The Tops parking lot there could use a touch-up. Because if I'm going to the Wegmans, I will take that street behind Tops to get to the Wegmans Kohl's parking lot.
Uh-huh. It can be done. Like, I know, I've seen some great roads. It's just kills me. Somebody on the text board, 803-0930, on the cobblestone, would rather have a cobblestone than those awful giant speed bumps for speed control. And I'm in agreement with that person. When you hit one of those speed bumps in the city and you're, like, not expecting it, you know, which is a lot of, like, some of these city side streets that I don't, admittedly, I'm not driving on all the time.
Right.
We were out, I can't think now where we were, maybe at the place, and we're driving down one of the, and all of a sudden, you hit one of these speed bumps, and I'm just like, what the heck just happened? what is that necessary?
Especially if snow has just fallen, even the slightest bit of snow will cover up those speed bumps, and you will not know what's coming. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you're supposed to be looking for signs. Oops, sorry. And you don't know what's coming. That first one will hit you.
Yeah.
You'll feel it.
While we're staying on the roads, did you see this story, Joe, on Channel 2 had in North Tonawanda, where they're talking about some new traffic cameras? Now, they're not speed cameras, not something like that, but they're traffic cameras, two of them, that are going to be in different locations across the city. It comes after, they're talking about improving driver safety after there was a crossing guard, remember, hit by a driver outside of the school there. Of course, there was the, tragic death in front of the Walmart that was in a parking lot, but in that area. Well, this, it's called Let's Drive Safe, and it's collecting data to help focus officers where they need to enforce driving rules the most. And I'm wondering if you like this. So these cameras are going to pick up on things in areas, major roads, school zones, other things like that. They're not saying exactly where the cameras are going to be. And the cameras do not give out tickets, but they're going to track things like speed, cell phone use, because it can see, you know, if people are on their phone or something like that while they're driving, and other things for data collection to then inform police of where they should be targeting. What do you think about this?
So you won't get anything as a result of it, but patrols will know where to man?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a little weird, and I just feel like it's going to be eventually used into giving tickets.
Well, see, now you're arguing for the slippery slope.
I'm just saying.
You started the show saying it doesn't exist.
No. You put words in my mouth. I did not say it didn't exist. I said I wish common sense could be put in paper form.
I think it's a good idea because I would imagine the, especially after what happened in the city of Buffalo, the idea of tickets from cameras are
a
no-go. We know what the outcry is. We know all that kind of stuff. If you're just using them to tell, and you still have to get a ticket from an officer, and again, like, you still are the one breaking. I will say this about the speed camera in Buffalo. All of them were in speed zones where people were driving fast and they're giving out tickets. They're not. No one said that they weren't driving fast.
Right.
They're just mad that so many people were doing it. I don't hate this idea, although, I don't know, anytime you bring up data collection, I do.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
I have
raise an eyebrow.
I have no problem with police strategically being, you know, placed somewhere, and if you can get that information. No, I don't have that, but I do. It has the technology to be a speed camera. What I said at the beginning of the show was, I wish there was no slippery slope, because, like I said, I wish we could just common sense say, hey, this is a unique case when it comes to evidence. But, you know, obviously, no way to do it. Before we get out of here, though, I do have to say, I turned out to be right yesterday. No tariffs.
Yeah. You're right.
Now, I did not. I honestly thought there was a better chance that the Canadian ones would get paused and not the Mexican ones, but both tariffs paused, and we'll see what comes in the next month.
I was banking on them lasting 18 hours or so, but.
But we'll hold that answer because they're only been paused. So you still could be right.
But, you know, pause. That's.
Yeah.
We'll see. So. I think there is more to come, though, on, and I've been talking about the last couple of mornings, this the closing of this loophole on small packages from China.
Yeah.
That, you know, hopefully gives people here in the U.S. a little bit of a fighting chance against some of these, you know, 2 cent tissues or whatever the heck you're buying from over there.
Do you think Timo has a Super Bowl commercial again this year?
Oh, would we know? We would probably know. Isn't there a list out?
They're probably.
I saw a few who's.
I did not know going into the Super Bowl last year, and then the commercial came.
Twice, right?
Yeah,
they do two of them.
It was a cheap commercial. It looked like a cheaply produced commercial.
Yeah, yeah, it did, and it was perfect. Like this is us.
Yeah,
we're cheaply made everything.
This is the Timo commercial.
There you go. That would be interesting to see if there's something like that. Well, we'll look for that. I'm sure we'll be talking Super Bowl commercials later in the week.
Yeah.
And much more. B-Maz and Beamer. Hey, David is up next right after the news with Lucas on WBEN.